Tonda.
Praise Jesus much,
Amen.
Children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? You can greet all your brethren and wish them the best, those which God gives us. And He freely gives us. Tell them our God. He freely gives us. That spoke in the Matthew 10, verses 7 and 8. That freely you are given, you too freely give.
And
speaks in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 and to 16. If we connect the spiritual with the spiritual,
and
we know God what He freely gives us. Praise Jesus much. Tell them miracles are free. The wisdom He freely gives us, and is the God who never refuses to those who pray and ask Him.
And
we thank Him, our living God, that the time we have spent here of the 2 years,
He
freely given us everything quick.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
And
then we have proof that we are not attaching ourselves to God. Perhaps, me, I know very well. We don't worship when we don't understand Him. But we worship and we understand Him. Right now, what we worship, we understand
Hallelujah.
Him. Hallelujah. And we thank Him that God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, for the good time still is added to us. Move on, give us light of knowledge, the light of understanding, the light of the eternal life.
Yes, you have.
Praise Amen. Jesus much. We are still moving on with our journey of heaven, the journey of salvation. My journey and your journey, the journey of those who live before us, the journey of us who are living now, even those who are going to come, to reach the coming back of Jesus. Everyone coming of this world are in that journey. And
this
1 Timothy 6:7. We brought nothing on this world, and we shall go back with nothing. It means we came from somewhere. And Philippians 3:20, he says, indeed our home is in heaven.
And
all those who come on this world, we are in the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation. Friend, we must get back home, but try to get enough light that you don't get lost on the way. You kiss the Son, that's the Lord Jesus. As he speaks in the Psalms 2, verses 10 to 12, that kiss the Son, that you don't get lost on the way. Let's believe Jesus. Accept the scroll written of Him that lightens us that we go back. Speaks in Jeremiah 22:10. Don't cry for the one dying. That is the body. And don't weep for it. But weep bitterly for the one going. That's the spirit which checks from the body. For they have not made it back to their home country. Now many are failed in this journey and have not made it back in heaven. But we are fighting. After understanding we are strangers, just as the Abrahams realized it. Hebrews 11, starting from verse 10 to down, that they discovered their strangers on this world, and they thought for their native country, the better land, the heavenly country. Now it's the journey of salvation.
We
come studying it for some time, and we are still in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. Already finished seven groups of angels and their works. But this day we move on to seeing the seven seals of the seven spirits of God and the seven groups of angels. We head on to the fifth seal, seal of the spirit of power.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Seal of the spirit of power. The seal of the spirit of knowledge.
Yes, ye
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Let me hope I am right in that word. Seal of the spirit of knowledge. Then the fifth group of angels.
Malaika owobutonde.
Angel of creation.
Malaika wamazi.
Angel of the water.
Batambulira ku mbalasi zibanjeru.
They move on the white horses.
Naye tuli ebyonno tubirabira mu kibuga kya Katonda.
But we see those in the city of God.
Yerusalemu eky'omuguru.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Kunganiridde n'eryaba malaika.
The great gathering of the angels.
N'abatukuvu ba Katonda.
And the saints of God.
Twavadda ku nsi yaffe
nebereka. We already got out of the habitable earth.
Mu rugendo lwaffe.
In our journey.
Nene ntujimanya ebigikwatako.
And we knew what concerns it.
Twafuluma mwe tulaba ensenda la mwenda.
We moved out so other nine planets. And we finished them. And we moved to the kingdom of the stars, which is in the firmament of the heaven. And there we saw the moon together with the sun. And we saw the stars. After we finished that, we saw of hell, the bottomless pit, the prison of God, hell, where imprisons rebellious spirits. And we left there
in the
firmament of the heavens. We saw principalities, the fallen angels, those known as the demons. And we left there. We saw the circular appearance of the heaven.
All
long we thought it's only up there, but in the journal of heavens moved in the Bible, we were able to see its circular appearance.
Then
all these are found in the fourth created heaven, in the rim below.
So it ought
us past the northern door of the circular appearance of the heaven to head onto the rim above.
What your heaven is this?
There we find three heavens.
But
we reached into the first created heaven, which is in the rim above the first created heaven, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. As it speaks in Hebrews 12:22-23, that we welcome you in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. Now we saw much in that city of God, and it's the same here. It's the same on this side. We've seen much in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, which is in the first created heaven. In there we've seen seven groups of angels and their works, and we finished them very well, and we saw their ministration to us, and you can request for those messages. We reached the time we headed on the seven seals of the seven spirits of God and the seven groups of angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And here, we are right on the fifth seal today.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
In each seal, we must see four things in there.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
We first see. We first saw that on every group of angels,
what's
under one spirit among the seven spirits of God. Now we have to see the type of horse and the chariots of the seven groups of angels.
But
because we've taken long seeing many things in that part, we decided to see through all the seals. First see the type of horse and chariot of seven groups of angels, and the last command they hold, those they are meant to fill before heavens and earth pass away. Now this day, that's why we've headed on the fifth seal, the spirit of knowledge of God and the fifth group of the angels, angel of the water and the creations. He moves on the white horse.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You know,
that is the one right there. There are two only in their group. There is the commander and the one on the white horse. Even the creations behind them. Praise Jesus much.
What we are going
to be revealed of in the fifth seal.
The
seal of the spirit of knowledge of God. Praise Jesus much. And the fifth group of angels, angel of water and angel of creations, he moves on the white horse. Praise Jesus much. In this seal there are great words we are going to see. Just as we are going to see the horse of that angel, we also have to see other secrets, like knowing the spirits where they are going. People who unclothe the bodies and die, where do their spirits go? For in the world we have a doubt and a confusion on that. And we say, maybe they go direct to heaven, or they go to hell, or they are in the ground, or they are roaming in the space here. Now the world has no light enough.
But
as
we
are going to remove this seal,
it's
a fifth seal of the spirit of knowledge, it's going to show you where spirits go. The one of the sinner where it goes, the one of the righteous where it goes. And what is called demons, what are they? For people think, maybe some spirits remain on this world and become demons.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Now in this fifth seal of the spirit of knowledge of God and the fifth group of angels, angel of the water and the creations, he moves on the white horse.
In
it, you're going to know great words like those. And you know he moves on the white horse. You're going to know of spirits of creations where they go. The other word I have spoken. And you know those going to heaven, those which go to hell. And then you know, who are those they call demons? Are they the dead?
All
they are the fallen angels. All those you're going to understand them in that seal. Why is it called the seal? Because
in
it there are secrets hidden and sealed within it. According to Revelation 6, verses 9 and 11, that seal is spoken of like this. Revelation 6 from verse 9.
Boyabembula akabonero akokutano nenda bakati wechoto emyo jabwe abattibwa olwe kigambo kya Katonda n'olwo kutegeeza kwe baalina olwe 10 nebogerya waguru neddoboozi ddene nga boogera nti olituusaawa Mukama omutukuvu era ow'amazima obutasala musango n'obutawala na ggwanga olw'omusaayi gwaffe.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When he opened up the fifth seal,
yes,
praise Jesus much. The fifth seal, we are going to see the spirit of knowledge of God makes it. And it's the eye of the knowledge of God,
that
which can lighten and show you all the things. But according to Revelation 6, verses 9 to 11,
he
says when he opened the fifth seal, now
it's
so amazing thing.
He
saw spirits of the saints on the altar of God. We are going to also know of the altar, just as we first understood of it. Found in the midst of the cherubims in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. He saw spirits of the saints, and they are on the golden altar of God. But these spirits had things they were speaking, and they said, how long will you take not judge those on the world?
How
in this seal you can be revealed people's spirits, where do they go? And the angel of creation is responsible to see spirits of all creation, the saints and the evil.
And it goes
the rightful way they are meant to go.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
That's why when you open the fifth seal, you move on to see of spirits of the saints. But when they speak, or when the saints speak,
you
hear them say, how long will you take not judge those on the world?
It
means the saints are not on the world, but they point on those on the world to be judged.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now this seal is going to try to explain to you. Angel in responsible of all creation spirits moving on the white horse. And he can show you spirits, where do they go?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Where do the evil go? Even the righteous, where they go? These we call demons. Who are they?
Indeed,
are they the dead who died?
Or
these are fallen angels. You can know this from that seal. The reason when you open it like this, straight reach on the spirits of the saints, and they are speaking in the heavens as they explain to us. They are found in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Let's read again these revelations. Revelation 6 from verses 9.
Bwe yabembula akabonero akokutaano, nendaba wansi w'ekyoto emyoyo gyabwe abattibwa olw'ekigambo kya Katonda n'olw'okutegeeza kwe baalina olw'ekkumi. Ne boogera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene nga boogera nti, olituusaawa Mukama omutukuvu era ow'amazima, obutasala musango n'obutawala na ggwanga olw'omusaayi gwaffe?
You've heard
how they speak. They say, Lord, how long will you take not to judge those who sit on the earth? It means spirits of the saints, they are not on the planet earth. They are in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God.
And
they reach right at the golden altar of God.
It's
in the midst of the cherubims, like you see in this image. They reach right there and they are worked on. And they are given heavenly garments. And they are put in wings as the angels. And they tell them to rest in the city, even to go to third heaven in the garden of God. They say, how long will you take not to judge those on the world? Now think like this. In this city,
they're
going to know spirits of creations, where they go, people and the other creations, where the evil go, where the righteous go. And these who roam on the world and they come on heaven livings, who are they? All those are in this seal. The word seal, hope you've gotten to get its meaning. And the fifth seal, why is it of the spirit of knowledge? Which shines in darkness, which is outlived many years. Darkness of ignorance, and it destroys it. When it comes, human spirits, where they go, there is confusion on this world.
It
must be, don't know where they go. And it hardened us. Even the demon standing on someone's head to ask,
you
did go to heaven or what? And where do you live? And do you enter heaven? You are accepted to come back on the earth. Now secrets are in this seal. When he explains in the next verse, he says this. Revelation 6 verse 11.
Nebaweba buli muntu ekyambalo kyeru, nebagambibwa okuwummula nate akaseera katono okutuusa abaddu bannaabwe era ne baganda baabwe.
You hear what they told them? Saints on the golden altar of God. midst the center of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the midst of the cherubims, as you
say,
give them white robes
and
given wings to be like angels, according to Mark 12
25-27,
and they told to go and rest. Don't accept them come back on this world. No. And when you hear like this Musinyori something, Ngobia like that, he's not the one. Demons, the fallen angels, how they appear in images of people who lived on the earth and they come con this world. For all the saints, there are one command to them: rest.
Wait,
brethren of the world, to finish, that we bring judgment.
So not accepting
that Mary has come back on earth. She didn't rest. Now secrets are in that seal. You know, when we started in Jerusalem, in the journey of heaven,
order,
things in order, and we knew them in order.
Me,
I know that this, and this secret is in this seal, I pick it out. And I teach it wherever I want by the Spirit of God. But secrets of all spirits, if you want to know them, you come to the fifth seal. All the package is in there. Spirits of creations. Saints, we are given robes. Even bodies are like of angels. And they were told to go and rest. They
wait
the number of their brethren.
Those
on earth to be completed. And they are just awaiting for you. Everyone finishing works, you enter Jerusalem of heaven. For on the day of the Lord, you to come back with the Lord. That we call resurrection. Now the problem which is, on the day of the Lord, we shall come from that door, enter through the planet as if you are raising up.
Now
they would not know where we have come.
Except
you, with that light, you will know where you have come from. Even the evil
come
from hell where they have been,
but here
on earth as if they have raised up. That's where our tricks you're going to understand. The problem which is this: when saints come from earth, they head
to
the city of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven, to rest.
They
are there in life of resting. This evil, when they come from earth, they are thrown in the bottomless pit, the prison of God, hell. Who are those who come back on this world to trouble us? They are called principalities living in the kingdom of the stars, the fallen angels. There you're going to realize the confusion and the stubbornness of spirits. In this world there is darkness. What concerns spirits where they go? Think they are buried in the ground. They
are
buried the human spirit. They bury their bodies. All you are to know them in this seal.
It
means the seal is to be careful of about.
Even
angel in charge of the spirits to prove each goes to the right
place.
Angel of creation. Angel of water.
What do we be amabio joke manya? Why chaitu amaraiko amazi?
Secrets, you know why he's called angel of water.
Ere chama chama wanga gonnebikane nimi na mawanga.
Secrets of old nations, the clans and languages. They keep it as many waters. You cannot claim that I got lost
anyway.
That is a spirit which has not gone to a place it's meant to go.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
when you hear that they say your dead forefathers come back on the hell of the living, ask them the question: you didn't go to heaven. The saints are in heaven, that means you are a sinner. The other, the sinners are in hell. What are you doing? Means you're not the one.
Betumanyi basindika ku nsi.
Those who know the sin of the
world,
the fallen angels. They are the ones roaming
before. The fallen angels,
you're calling me appear as my forefather. They will run quick from that head and go. You have not been surprised though. Your forefather a single cow or goat or chicken, and he comes on the head of the living, ask for a goat. You ask them, how many did you live when you were alive? Now these secrets, you can know them through the fifth seal, the seal of the spirit of knowledge,
which
is the light of knowledge which shines in darkness, the darkness of ignorance. An angel responsible over all spirits, angel of water and of creation. He moves on the white horse to watch over spirits what's upon them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
There you are going to cease have any confusion anymore.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. As they have said the saints, they go in the altar of God, in the city of God, and they are worked on to become as angels. That's why Bible tells us in Hebrews 12:22-23 that this city, Jerusalem of heaven, all the saints and the holy angels are to gather right in there. Let's read and we hear. Hebrews 12:22.
Na yimuze kulusozi Sayuni ne kukibuga kya Katonda omulamu Yerusalemi ekyomuguru neri obukumi bwa bamalayika 23 neri ekunganire dene eri kanisa eyabereberye abawandikibwa muguru neri Katonda omulamuzi wabonna neri emyoyo gy'abatuukirivu abatuukirizibwa
neri emyoyo gy'abatukuvu,
even the spirits of the saints,
abatukuzibwa era abatuukirizibwa,
raised and are perfected.
Oyingira ekibuga kino Yerusalemu
ekyomuguru, entered the city Jerusalem of heaven,
abatukuvu okuva ku Abeli,
saints from Abel,
obasiŋŋaane,
you find them there. Now there is no saint that is on this world
bwazunga
that is roaming this world,
and
there's no saint who is in hell.
In the city,
Jerusalem, I found all of them there.
And
to know much all secrets which concern them, no spirits of those not saints who go to hell, no spirits of creation, where do they go? No spirits of fallen angels, principalities, all we are written in this seal. I understood them, the fifth seal. In it is enough light. All else we can start of these things.
In different
places we study principalities, we study creations on the earth, the angels in heaven,
but
not yet known their secrets.
What
non-light secrets concerning all spirits?
You
have to come in the fifth seal, and they show you the angel who has to prove
every
spirit is in the place it's required to be in.
Kakati Yerusalemu ekyomuguru,
now Jerusalem of heaven,
okusinda ku Ibrania 12:22
and Hebrews 12:22-23,
kunganidde ni abamalayika,
the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God.
Ereyo gye tukunganyizibwa,
that's where we are gathered,
abatukuvu,
the saints.
Chovura mukama wa Yesu yagamba,
that's why the Lord Jesus said
mu Matayi 12
in the Matthew 12:29,
ndi atakunganyiza mu naye,
whoever never gathers with him
ye murabe we
is enemy,
era yasasanya
and he scatters.
At ye
if the Lord Jesus, unto us who believe him, we are gathered in the city of God,
and
that's where we live and outlive long. You know, when I knew all that, checking out of the body never pains me anymore, for I know where I am going.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amazing.
Being on this world and you are not sure you're saved,
You're not
sure where you're going. Religions confusing a
man.
First, tell us we first go to purgatory.
Purgatory is between heaven and hell.
Tiri masekatike gurune geena.
Where is
that found?
If you
speak of purgatory,
masekatike gurune
geena, between heaven and hell.
Ubuyo gira ku masekatike gachi gaba masazi.
You speak in the midst of principalities. Those are the ones in the middle there. If it's not on the world,
purgatory,
if it's not on the world,
yet
between heaven and hell,
then
speak of principalities,
kingdom
of Christ, where there are fallen angels, where
they
are best to attack those on the world.
The
Bible has nowhere it speaks that spirits first go to purgatory. Have you heard it in that seal? Yet others, I heard that was of the full gospel.
Those are full.
Like they say, full. Okay.
Simani,
I don't know how you
interpret,
but I heard them. You first go in the ground there. Even your spirits are buried there, as they say. Now, what is that?
This
darkness of ignorance.
Have you
ever seen a spirit they bury? Even the one of the hen is not buried. That you are in the ground and you're silent down there. That's not preaching of the kingdom of God.
Bible
shows even Enoch, the seventh from Adam, he who was lifted to heaven.
Enoch
went to there. Me, I'm working to go where else? Elijah was lifted to heaven. Why
do
you first step into the ground? That's darkness of ignorance.
But
they did no secrets
concerning the
spirits of creation of people. Where do they go? You get saved
and
you fight for where you will be buried. You got saved to be buried or to go to heaven?
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Amen.
You where we go safe. But the things of heaven, where do we go? We're not sure. Light's not enough. And they asked you now, when you will go to heaven, go with which body? I will go as I am. Who tells you flesh and blood inherits heaven? Now some of those
are
what caused us weak in salvation.
If
we can't fight for it as something worthful, calculated a deal,
they
buried you just as a sinner was buried. If it is like that, let us sin.
Huh.
What you fought for in salvation, you didn't get strength enough. You know that?
In
church, we don't hear that gospel.
We hear America,
eating America.
We
not explain what concerns us. What's wrong?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
I mean,
there you ask now.
Now
you reached on the grave, on the tombs, and
they
have put a dead body there.
Me
too, I'll be put in the grave.
Yet
the one they put there is not there. They put the body there.
The spirit,
if it was for an evil, it is in hell. If they were righteous, they headed to the city of God. Bible says,
in
the coming of the Lord, you will come with those who wait before. You will come with them from where? In the city Jerusalem of heaven. You know, the word resurrection hardens us. When we
hear,
they will raise from the ground. We think they are in the ground. No, someone, people don't know when Jesus raised up. He wasn't in the ground. His body was buried there.
Bible says
his spirit had gone to hell to preach there in the 3 days.
There,
yet the body is in the tomb.
Now,
let me sample you. 3 days the body buried on this earth of the Lord Jesus, the spirit is in hell preaching. He was moving there 3 days, and the finally came back on the planet earth. He entered in the tomb's flesh. Now, human being, he was sleeping in the tombs. Scriptures
explain
the tombs, he was in hell preaching. That is what happens on spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much.
What
you took long in salvation, but concerning spirits, you didn't understand it well.
Now,
you to where you go to, you're not sure.
Time
they told you your forefather attacked you in the dream. Who died?
Now we know we kill it.
And you to believe that. That was a fallen angel.
If
your forefather didn't go to heaven to rest, they are in hell in torment there, suffering. They wait for judgment day to be cast in the lake of fire. You're not the one in hell, you can't get out of there. You come back on earth, attack people. Now the spirits of creations, they straight go to heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When we had Revelation 6, verses 10, they have told us that these saints, they were given their robes on the altar of God. We shall understand it. But now I'm still making an introduction of those. We shall reach a time, explain them well.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Amen. Much.
So,
now on the altar we shall be made as angels. Then we shall live in the city as the angels.
That's where
Bible says in Mark 12:25, and it speaks this. Mark chapter 12 from verse 25.
Kubanga bali zukira mu bafu tebali wasa so tebali wayira malaika abomoguru.
Yes, we
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
Bozukirambafu.
When you raise from the dead,
that
what too troubles people.
For
people say when they raise up.
Don't you hear
when they raise up? They have not yet raised up there in the ground.
Let
me tell you, we who believe like today, we
baptize
Christ,
Christ
and his resurrection will raise up.
Yes,
that's why we called born again.
Who
raise here today after believing. Through baptism, we are buried.
Let
we raise up.
Yes,
that's the reason why
we
have to immerse you as a dead body. They are buried. How do they bury
that?
Is it on that side? Is it sleeping like or up like that?
Aha.
Like that. When we baptize you, we immerse you like that. Not dead body, they bury three times, they bury and bring it up and bury again. And you were baptized in that confusion. They immerse you down in water, bring you up. They take you down back in the name of the Father, bring you up. Of the Son, come out. Of the Holy Spirit. What are you
doing?
Have you seen the dead body, they bury and bring out, bury again? Now these religious people, they bury the dead body in a bowel, not even a bucket, bowel, small. Now you see what is there. Those who baptize in those funny religions didn't die with Christ, neither raised up. Now look at the child, they are buried them in a bowel. Baptism, stop joking with it. You put in the pools also. All of you were on the wrong thing.
For
we do that, we saw on the Lord Jesus. But we did see him put in the bowel.
You know
where we've briefly gone there. According to what Mark has explained, 12:25. Because when they raise up, they will neither marry and
they
will not get married, but they will be like angels.
And
when we raised up with Jesus, for he said we are baptized to die with him and to raise up with him. Raised in the first resurrection.
That
baptism is the first resurrection. The second resurrection. That he's going to come back. Come back with the saints. Even the sinners will come back.
The sinners
in the second resurrection they are there, but in the first resurrection they are
there.
And he said, blessed are they who have a portion in the first resurrection, for the second death has no right on them. Get blessed in the first resurrection, but what is the troubles? But all you're going to know the light under the fifth seal. And you hold your resurrection lest you die again.
We'll speak
them revelation of the
three.
Of a name being alive, but they died again. Now the truth is this. In the fifth seal, seal of spirit of knowledge, it needs his light of the knowledge which shines in darkness of ignorance in the fifth group of angels, angel of creation and the water, angel who moves on the white horse. You are going to know what concerns all spirits on the heavens and the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And you know those of the saints where they go, those of the evil where they go, those of creation where do they go, and those called the demons, who are those? The fallen angels. Then you'll have the world in your grip. Knowledge, you hold all things in your grip.
Amen.
You have them in your grip. You know the five? Spirit of wisdom, understanding, of counsel, of power, knowledge, grips it.
Amen.
You will hold them in your five grips.
And you
hold them together, you understand them
well.
There is nothing like confusion there.
Yes,
praise Jesus' mind.
So, naye.
But before we reach to separate those things, almost five things, where spirits of the saints go,
that
in heaven as we began to understand, those of the evil in hell, those of creations, those called demons, who are those? Fallen angels. There we shall reach them.
But
we want to prove indeed this seal of the
fifth.
Is it of spirit of knowledge? After, indeed, is it
true?
Angel of water and of creation, angel moving on white horse,
is
responsible of these spirits.
After,
we shall begin to break them up. I think you see how they move.
The spirit of
cancer and the spirit of understanding.
All that
line upon line,
you
understand them. And counsel measures their time and their measurements.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So,
now what does that mean? Though we've gotten a general introduction, but we want to know, indeed the fifth seal
is it
of the spirit of knowledge of God. And after that,
chitufu,
indeed is it right?
Malaika owamazi,
is it true angel of water and of creation? Angel moving on white horse.
Is
responsible of all spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus for
us.
We began with that.
Siru. That is
the fifth seal, is it for spirit of knowledge of God to give us light, knowledge to shine in darkness of ignorance. Revelations 6 and 9, they begin telling us this. Let's get back. Revelation chapter 6 from verse 9.
Bwe yabembula akabonero akokutaano, nenda bawansi w'ekyoto emyoyo gyabwe abattibwa.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bwe yabembula akabonero akokutaano,
when he opened the fifth seal,
nenda bawansi w'ekyoto kya Mukama,
under the altar of God,
emyoyo gyabwe abattibwa.
Spirits of those who were slain.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus, man.
Kyetwagala kukakasa,
we want to prove,
seal ey'okutaano,
the fifth seal,
ya moyo w'okumanya Katonda,
of spirit of knowledge of God,
omusana,
to give us light, of the knowledge, to shine in darkness.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus, man.
Bible even got enough in Ephesians. So they
the Bible speaks with us Ephesians 4, verses 30.
So kokutula ganto moyo ya siri.
Shows the spirit is the one who seals.
Atusome tulire.
Let's read and we hear.
Abefeso esula eyokuna no linyiri olwasatu.
Ephesians 4:30.
So temuna kuwasanga moyo omutukuvu wa Katonda. Eyabate sanka kabonero. Okutusa olunaku olw'okunnulibwa.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus, man.
Temuna kuwazanga moyo wa Katonda.
Do not grieve the spirit of God. Who sealed you? To the day of redemption.
So kitufu ndi amazimu moyo mutukuvu yafuna nzira kusira.
The Holy Spirit is responsible of the seal.
Nayate obujuvu.
Now the fullness of the spirit of God. It's made of seven spirits. But we want to search out. Indeed the fifth spirit. Is he responsible of the fifth seal? The spirit of knowledge of God.
So kitufu ndi moyo mutukuvu yasiringa.
Through the Holy Spirit seals.
Kusinda ku Efesa suli ne yokona.
According to Ephesians 4.
No nyura
and the first party. Let's repeat it again. Ephesians 4:30.
Sote muna kuwazanga moyo omutukuvu owa Katonda. Yabate sako akabonero. Okutusa olunaku olw'okunnulibwa.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tulemengo okuna kuwaza omwoyo omutukuvu.
We shouldn't grieve the Holy Spirit.
Kubanga naffe yatustiringa.
For he too is sealed us.
Tufuna siri ya Katonda y'ebyokumanya.
The seal of God of knowledge.
Buli gye tukoma okulira enjiri.
The more we hear the gospel.
Omwoyo atustiringa.
The Spirit seals us.
Tegeza omwoyo omutukuvu yavunaanyizibwa ku byama.
Means the Holy Spirit is responsible for secrets.
Era yabimanyi.
And he knows them.
Yabikweka.
He is the one who hides them.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus man.
Era nga bw'owulira mu Efeso sura esooka.
As you hear in Ephesians chapter 1. In the verse 10, as it says this. Ephesians 1:10. Let's read verse 13. Ephesians 1:13.
Era namwe muye bwe mwawulira ekigambo ekyamazima, enjiri y'obulokozibwa mwe, mwoyo n'okukkiriza bwe mwakkiriza, ne muteekebwako akabonero. No moyo mutukuvu yasubizibwa.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Amen. Jesus much.
Stufu ndi moyo mutukuvu yavunaizibwa kusira.
Through the Holy Spirit is responsible of the seal.
Siru.
The seal.
Bagambi chintu ekiba kitereese
ebyaba. It's something which is hidden secrets.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus
much. Ere bagamba ti watekebwako siru ya Katonda.
And when they say they put upon you the seal of God.
Katonda abamaze okuteekamu ebyama bibyo
kumanya bingi. God has already put in you many of his secrets of
knowledge. Yes,
that's why he has been saying. When you believed him,
for
hearing the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, when you accepted like that,
and
you
were
put upon the seal by the Spirit of God, you promised. If you want to get the seal of God, you gain knowledge. Then the Holy Spirit has to seal you.
So it's
true, the Holy Spirit is the one who seals.
How
comes he holds the seven seals?
Tutuko kulaba nga siru zino.
That we reach to see these seals.
Tuze tulaba siru yokutano.
We've seen the fifth seal.
Kwanga tuze tulaba okuva ku esoka.
We've seen from the first
baka
seal.
Baka yokutano wetu lile
the fifth where we are now.
Ata tucha ino kulaba siru yomukaga ni yomusa.
See the sixth and the seventh seal.
Biche ebirimu.
What is in there?
Ebiragire ebisemba
yebikabwe. The last command.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus. Ebyama. The secrets.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus,
man.
Of the kingdom of God.
So what you want to do?
Now, thus, if the Holy Spirit is the one who seals,
Bible,
when the Bible shows us Revelation 5, from verse
1
and to
3,
it shows the seals are seven, which the Spirit makes. Let's read as we hear. Revelations 5 from verse 1.
Nendaba mu mukono ogwaddyo ogoyo yali atudde ku ntebe. Ekitabo ekiwandiikiddwa munda ne kungulu. Ekisibiddwa nnyo obubonero omusanvu.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus much.
Yalabe ekitabo kya Katonda.
He saw the book of God.
Nakiriko siruzi musanvu.
With seven seals.
We
know that the Holy Spirit is the one who seals.
And he moved
on to gather the book, the Bible.
And he
put on it seven
seals.
And all it speaks,
they are
hidden behind the seven spirits. The revelation of them. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Where am I trying to bring here to understand? We want to indeed
discover
the fifth seal.
Is it
of the spirit of knowledge of God
that
gives us light of knowledge to shine in darkness?
Then we
move on to understand.
Angel
moving on the white horse,
angel
of water
and
of creation,
and
is responsible of all spirits.
Then
information of spirits of creation in heaven and earth.
But
what we first
discovered is
through the Holy Spirit, the one who seals.
He
hides the secret.
And
he alone can reveal them.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
What is called sealing? To hiding secrets.
Or
to open.
Sealing,
if he seals,
he moved
on to hide secrets.
Sealing,
if he opens the seal,
he moved
on to reveal things there.
My Bible
has spoken of him like
this.
After we saw indeed he makes seven
seals,
we want to know how he makes
them. Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
But in all, in the First Corinthians chapter 2, verse
9
to
11,
speaks of the Holy Spirit, how we can seal or he can reveal.
First
Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 9.
Na ye ngabo kya wandikibwa nti eliso bitalabangako n'okutu byekutawuliranga nebita yingiranga umutima gwa muntu byonna Katonda byategekera abamwagala. Ule kumi. Na yeffe Katonda yatubibikulira kubwo omwoyo. Kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna era nebitategerekeka ebya Katonda.
Owulidde bulungi.
You hear very well.
Katonda yabitubikulira.
God revealed them to us
by
the Spirit of God.
Kubanga omwoyo
for the Spirit
anoonyereza byonna
searches of all,
nebitategeka ebya Katonda,
even the unknown things of God.
Kigeza nti omwoyo okusiringa ekintu
means the Spirit to seal something.
Then
it in high level of wisdom
or
in understanding
or
in the high level of
power,
power which is beyond power,
in
high level of knowledge,
then
it under fear of God,
then
it the spirit of the Lord.
He
alone reaches to reveal us.
Bible
speaks of
him.
Accept my rebuke. I pour my spirit on you. Reveal you my words.
Yes,
praise Jesus. This part,
it seems
sometimes to get heavy,
but
we believe the Spirit of God
to
reveal us.
Through we
understood the Holy Spirit seals
according
to Ephesians.
Ephesians
4:30, the Spirit
seals. In
Revelations
5, verse
1 to 3,
and they show
you make seven seals.
But we
want to understand,
to
reach make seven
seals,
holds the fullness of seven spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much. To
be able to make seven seals,
the
Spirit holds this fullness of seven spirits. Acts chapter 2,
verse 3
and 4, speak of fullness of the Holy Spirit like this.
Acts chapter
2 from verse 3.
Nekulabika ku bo ennimi ng'ez'omuliro nga zeyawuddemu, buli lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu. Olwokuna, bonna ne bajjulwa omwoyo omutukuvu ne batanula okwogera n'ennimi endala nga omwoyo
Yesu yabazibwe.
Amen.
Amen.
Upon them came tongues like of fire.
And
they all got filled of the Spirit of God and spoke tongues as the Spirit enabled them, those of all nations of the world. Praise Jesus much. But why have we passed here? These we are filled of the Spirit, but the Spirit who filled them, he was equal to what measure? Then you know the fullness of the Holy Spirit. This, that Holy Spirit, according to Acts 2 verse 3 and 4,
they
have shown his fullness appears in the tongues of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. But these tongues of fire usually appear and there are seven, and they tell you they are the seven spirits of God. The tongues of fire, they usually appear seven, and they tell you they are the seven spirits of God. Revelations 4 and verse 5.
Kubikura esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Revelations 4:5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako kumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okumwatuka, n'ettabaazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka maaso g'entebe gy'emye y'omusanvu egya Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Yalaba
ettabaazi omusanvu.
He saw seven lamps. And they shine before the throne of God. And they say they are the seven spirits of God in the form of the lampstand that God showed Moses in the book of Exodus, chapter 25, verse 31 to 32.
So,
the fullness of the Holy Spirit in tongues of fire, they are seven, and they say they are the seven spirits of God. After the Holy Spirit can make seven spirits,
it pleases
him to make the seven seals.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes,
that's why you hear we are on the fifth seal of the Spirit of knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
have said in Revelations
4:5,
and I saw seven lamps
and
shine before the throne of God. They are the seven spirits of God. Their names, they are these ones down. Isaiah 11 verse 2. Isaiah 11 verses 2.
N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye.
Yesu yebazibwe. Asooka n'ayogera nti omwoyo wa Mukama alibeera ku ye.
First speak the Spirit of the Lord will be on him.
When you
look to that lampstand,
omwoyo wa Mukama yali wakati.
The Spirit of the Lord is in the middle. On right hand there are three spirits, even on the left three spirits. But the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit himself, is the one in the middle of the lampstand. When we begin to count, we first call him Alpha.
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 Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
we don't count him as number one.
For
we count him as God. The three are one.
And
we count from the Spirit of Wisdom, number one, on the right hand. That's why he speaks in Isaiah 11:2, saying, Isaiah 11 from verse 2.
N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye, omwoyo ogw'amagezi.
Kati tumala okuganda omwoyo wa Mukama.
After we say this with the Lord, in the lampstand, and is in the middle,
tudda ku mukono ogwa
ddyo, we go to the right hand,
he
says Spirit of Wisdom, and he gets to be number one. That's why they say that wisdom is the principal thing.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
You read that Proverbs 3. Wisdom is the principal thing. It's what it's begun on.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Yeah, the
one we first see as number one. He's the one who makes the first seal. In the so many secrets there.
The
one who wants to get what concerns him. And they tell us the Spirit of understanding. Isaiah 11 verse 2.
No kutegera.
We have Spirit of understanding. Second spirit makes the second seal.
Omwoyo gw'okuteesa.
Tulinako omwoyo gw'okuteesa.
We have the spirit of counsel.
Abeera omwoyo gw'okusatu.
Who is the third spirit?
Ng'ekikondo kyetabaza bw'okiraba.
As lampstand you see it.
Mukono ogwa ddyo.
On the right hand.
Omwoyo gw'okusatu.
Is the third spirit.
Akola siru y'okusatu.
He makes the third spirit.
Kwamara okulaba naye ebigirimu.
We already saw what is in it.
Tudda ku mukono ogwa ddyo.
Go to the left hand. The left hand.
Ogw'ekikondo kyetabaza.
Of the lampstand.
Tutandika n'omwoyo w'amaanyi.
And we begin with the spirit of power. Isaiah 11 verse 2.
Omwoyo ogw'amaanyi.
Tulinako omwoyo w'amaanyi.
We have the spirit of power.
Yes, you have
praise Amen. Jesus much.
Oyo nno twakajja tumalirize yakola siru eyokuna.
That we just finished, who makes the fourth seal?
Yes, you have
praise
Amen.
Jesus.
Matwala bibamalaika b'okufa n'amagombe.
We saw angel of death and hell.
Omwoyo nno twalabiddemu ebintu bingi.
In there we saw very many things.
Endwadde z'aba Satan n'engeri gye ziwonyezebwamu.
Of Satan and how they are healed.
N'endwadde z'obunafu
bw'omubiri. And sicknesses of body weakness.
N'endwadde y'ekibi.
And the sickness of sin.
Bingi betwajirabiddemu ebyawedde.
Many secrets in that sin.
Akati.
Now.
Omukono gwennyini ogwa kono.
Still on the left hand.
Tulinako omwoyo w'okumanya Katonda.
We have the spirit of knowledge of God.
Omwoyo w'akutanda.
That is the fifth spirit. Isaiah 11 verses 2.
N'omwoyo ogw'okumanya.
Tulinako omwoyo w'okumanya.
We have the spirit of knowledge.
Omwoyo w'akutanda.
Is the fifth spirit.
Avunaanyizibwa ku siru y'okutanda.
Responsible for fifth seal.
Je tubadde tusomako ali mukubikuli besule yo mukaga.
That we read in Revelation 6.
Onyoro kutandika romwenda.
Starting from verse 9
to 11.
Ndiwe
yabembula akamunira ko kutana.
That when he opened the fifth seal.
Nenda be myoyo.
I saw spirits.
Eje abatukuvu.
Of the saints.
Wano kitegeze omuyi wo kumanya.
Yeah, it means the spirit of knowledge.
Abagenda tuwa buli musana ogwo kumanya kubikwatagana n'emyoyo obutonde
bonna. Of knowledge concerning spirits of creations here. In the heavens and earth.
Era uwavana atusindika.
And he comes to send us.
Okula malaika ajivunanyizibwako.
An angel responsible of them.
Nembalasi kuatambulia.
Even the host he must buy.
Yes, he was when you.
Praise Jesus.
So era ku mukono ogwa ogwa kono.
On the left hand.
Tucha ina ko moyo okutya mukama.
We have the spirit of fear of God.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 11 verses 2.
No moyo ogw'okutya mukama.
Tulinako moyo ogw'okutya mukama.
We have the spirit of fear of
moyo
God. The spirit, the sixth one.
Era akola siru ya mukama.
And he makes the sixth seal.
Yetutanabagenako kulaba.
That we've not moved on to see.
Eyo nno yeje tujja okulabiramu ng'okugibwa okw'eggulu n'ensi.
That's where we shall see the passing away of heavens and earth.
Yerimu ebyo.
He is the one who contains that.
Ebisembayo eggulu n'ensi nga bivaawo.
The last when heavens and earth are passing away, and the stars are falling,
ensinga yefula
ekifuula ne. The planet is getting turned upside down.
Ebyo biri mu siru eyo ebisembayo.
That are in that seal the last.
Tetunnabagituukako
abange. We have not reached it.
Tukyali kwene twakatandiikirize y'okumanya.
Just begin the seal of knowledge.
Siru ey'okutanda.
The fifth seal.
Egeza buli siru erimu ebikambwe.
Means every seal holds.
Oba erimu ebyama ebisembayo.
Great secrets in it.
Siru y'omukaga erimu ne bamalayika b'omuliro abagenda okukanyugayo abantu mu nyanja
y'omuliro. Those who will throw the evil to a lake of fire.
Lwaki omanya siru ezo?
Why do you know those seals?
Zikuwa order yonna ya Bible nga
bweri. Give you the entire order of the Bible how it is.
Muguno,
and things in heavens and earth.
Kakati bwe tudda nga tumaze omwoyo w'okutya Mukama.
Now when we come back finishing spirit of fear of God.
Aga.
The sixth spirit.
Omwoyo w'omukaga.
The sixth spirit.
Akora siru y'omukaga.
He makes the sixth seal.
The one
we began with as Alpha and Omega.
He comes
back as Omega now. And is the seventh spirit. The spirit of the Lord.
He
in the midst. He makes the seventh seal. Responsible in sealing the children of God. And the one who seals. No any other God will be there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. And
the lampstand show the Father and the Son, they are the one there. And things are finished from there. One who
looks
for other secrets beyond the seal, I don't know where they will get them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
But we've gotten proven that indeed the fifth seal is of the spirit of knowledge of God.
Give
us light of knowledge
to
shine in darkness of ignorance and to direct us
the
secrets under that seal or the last to be shown by the spirit of knowledge. Shows us angel moving on the white horse responsible of the water and the all creations.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus, man. And he knows well where spirits go to, those of creation. But remember one thing, to know well that indeed,
the
spirit of knowledge of God, indeed he makes the
seal.
We take back the spirits, call them the seven eyes of God. If their eyes, they can see all things where they are, they can lighten to us and understand them. That's why Revelation 5 and the verse 6
it
speaks like this. Revelation 5:6.
Nenda wakati wentebe nebina mu ebina ne wakati wabakadde omwana gw'endiga nga ayimiridde ngafana nange yatibwa ngalina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu gy'emyoyo omusanvu ekya Katonda egitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus much. These seven spirits of God still have the seven eyes of God sent in the heavens and earth.
Means
they see everything where it is. That's why
at
the journey of heaven we are to see all things where they are.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
The entire Bible as it's written, everything concerning it, all was brought physically to be seen. Where are they found and where are they are?
What is
here, what's not there? And you cannot go confused. That's why I put these images for you. And we get the Bible from written. And we bring it to video. Demonstration images to see things how they are.
Yes, you have
Jesus'
mind.
It means here we have to go in the seven seals of the seven spirits of God. For the seals,
when
the time you open it, it shows you things how they are.
For
it's the eye of the Holy Spirit which shows you. If they say it's sealed,
it means it's
closed. Everything in itself, it has shut itself.
Nothing
to see and to understand. If it opens, it opens.
You see
through the eye of the Holy Spirit everything.
You
say when he opened the seal. Now the fifth seal. That's why he speaks of it like this. Revelation 6 verse 9.
It's
where we begin and we get back. Revelation 6, 9.
Bwe yabembula akabonero akokutaano nendaba wansi w'ekyoto emiyeeyo gyabwe abattibwa olw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Owulidde nti bwe yabembula akabonero akokutaano
open the fifth seal
nino kali ku kitabo kya Mukama.
It's in the book of the Lord.
Ekitabo kino ffe tuba tukiraba tulabanga nnyokuta.
Book when we see as if it's letters.
Naye bwe obikulaba oti ebyama ebirimu buli kimu kibawa ekirimu buli wabwakyo.
Everything exists physically.
That's why
we say, open the seal. I saw.
When
he opened the second seal, I saw
the
living. He called me, come here.
In
the book, all things there are living.
Bible,
everything written there, it was there, it is there, and it will be there.
Amen.
Because initially we never knew its truth.
It
asked to bring it in images as you see it today.
Now
what God did, taking me in the journey of heaven,
move
through the Bible,
move through
the Bible, what it speaks, where is it?
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Reason why Revelation 6 Verses 9.
He
said, when he opened the fifth seal, and he saw spirits of the saints and the altar of God, what we heard of in the city
Jerusalem
of God, Jerusalem of heaven, we were given robes, told to go to rest, and they wait for us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But what you have to know,
yeah,
it means in the fifth seal of the spirit of knowledge, God fulfills so much in it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And he says this.
2
Corinthians chapter 4, from verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda, yeyogera nti, omusana guli akamukizikiza. Eyayaka mu mitima gyaffe okuleeta omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo. Rumsavu. Naye obugagga obwo tulinabwo mu bibya eby'ebbumba, amaanyi amangi ennyo galyoke gavenga eri Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga Katonda yalagira omusana.
Because God commanded light to shine in darkness.
Commanded
the light of the knowledge of glory of God before Christ to shine in darkness. Then the treasure of knowledge,
he put
these vessels of the body of
light,
and he sends in all knowledge,
and
begin to lighten everything, see where it is, how it was, how it is, and how it will be. Light of knowledge,
pressure
put in vessels of
light. Power
come from God to uphold the treasure of knowledge. The reason me in speaking, if I speak knowledge, power is right there. I
know
more
fear,
for it shouldn't come from me. God must prove that knowledge, that it is true. The one who argues with God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. There is exceeding power. And if things have failed,
and
you see they have failed the last, and
they ask
all initial prayers, they fail. I enter in prayers of the seal. Prayers of the seal, I request the last commands to touch of the wildly commands. Here there is nothing which has failed before us.
Nothing
pushes me to pray
that
happened when I'm about to wind up my works on earth,
and they have
disappear, pray through the seal,
and they ask
the last heavy commands.
They are
telling the
and
they are on this
world.
What God to show us to
that
saints are in heaven,
and you
pray through the fifth seal, and you enter in there,
Revelation
6,
9
to 11,
and
you cross, get another scripture,
Matthew
17, heavens to
Moses
open, Moses Elijah to appear on two people in the vision,
trance,
in the
trance.
There you've gotten hush. They have entered the prayer of the
seal.
Even Satan, when I pray, is just confused.
That is the star one.
Don't whisper in tongues. Those you claim which you don't know of. Satan deceives them. He deceived them in which tongues. Angels still in tongues.
He hears them.
Put things in the seal where they will hear them.
What?
Chichi. He is praying what? No confused. Now I failed on him.
The Bible says
no one appeared in heaven.
He appeared with seven spirits to open those seals.
They are secret beyond. I don't prove whoever stand to stop us.
As
you generation with the full knowledge of God, it will be very hard.
For
God first parked in us the light of knowledge.
Musana nga mungi.
Light much.
Ne yetegeka na yene ebyokulwanisa bibi.
Prepared with his weapons.
Amanyi nategeka manji.
He prepared much power.
Era we yatani kokunga amandi.
When he began to tell
gasabenga sumuluri.
Ask Father Lucy.
Na mpereza oluyi.
He sent me a song.
Mukama liro sumurura.
Go today you lose the power of your Holy Spirit.
Agasinga obunji.
Which is much.
Mumuri mugo gusemba
yo. In your final work.
Gorabura binyimba ngazize.
See songs come. But behind them there is something.
There
is a much power.
Gasindise no kumanya
okujudde. He is sent with the full knowledge. Everything we can speak as it is.
And we
don't
twist,
neither distort the word of God. But
you
release
truth.
Journey of heaven yet you study it. I don't know whether you ever heard it. Things were stories out there.
And they
had nothing enough power. But this time, the word of God with power in it much.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
Maybe the other day we shall begin to see that indeed this angel of creation and of water moving on the white horse, responsible for the spirit, all which appear
under
the fifth seal. Briefly read Revelation 16, verse 3 to 5. We lighten brief of that angel. Revelation 16, from verse 3.
Owokubiri nafuka ekibyanche mu nyanja. Ne wabawo omusaayi ng'ogw'omufu. Na buli mwoyo omulamu ne gufa. N'ebyo ebyali mu nnyanja olwokuna owokusatu nafuka ekibyanche ku migga ne mu nsulo z'amazzi ne wabaawo omusaayi olwokutaano ne mpulya malayika w'amazzi ng'ayogera nti gwe mutuukirivu gwabaawo era eyabaawo gwe mutukuvu kubanga wasala omusango bw'otyo.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. He heard the angel of water and spoke, "You are holy."
Remember,
God tells me to us to be holy as is holy. You see him who appears in the image of the Son of Man. Angel in charge of spirits. Why is he in charge of water?
Bible
speaks of that in Genesis 8. Water to birth all creations of every kind. Even the human being, their body was
melted
except mist rose up and the water poured on the ground and molded man to appear. That's why he's in charge of spirits, as we shall see. And he knows every spirit. The one who led the animals all to go in the ark of Noah. Angel of water.
He's
in charge of the rainfall. The falling of it and not falling. To mix up the clouds. All along, you know, we speak with him. Elisha spoke with him in Ibras before. He told him not to rain for 3.5 years. Spoke as I stand before the Lord. In the eyes of God. Spoke of the and he commanded the rainfall not to fall. Spoke with the angel in charge of water. And he changed the clouds and it didn't rain. When he reached to ask for rainfall, he spoke still with that angel. Now secrets are there.
So
we shall begin from there the other time. It will be on Thursday. We will resume the journey of heaven on the Friday in the next week. We shall begin from there and we check indeed. After we've discovered that indeed the fifth seal is of spirit of knowledge of God to bring light of knowledge to shine darkness of ignorance. And indeed we shall move and prove that indeed that angel of water,
an
angel of creation, moves on the white horse.
You
are responsible of all spirits. Then we head on to what we say.
Knowing
spirits of his saints, how they go to heaven,
and
of the evil go to hell, those of creation,
and lifted
to the glory of children of God.
And
we see all spirits that call demons, fallen angels chased from heaven, those in the firmament of the heaven. We see those who raise up
heaven, those
who entered Jerusalem, how do they come back to resurrection, even those in hell, how are they to come back? And we wrap up the seal. God bless you. Let's meet. Thank you for coming.